Blog Talk Radio. My goodness, where is my doorman? Hi, this is Madam Perry, also known as Jennifer Perry, and I want to welcome you once again to Madam Perry Salon. Thank you so much for being here, and thanks to everyone for the nice messages and comments and emails I get about the guests that I've had on lately. I really appreciate it, and I want to know who you want to meet, who you want to hear, who you're interested in. Recently, we've had so many fun guests because I've been so lucky to meet so many fascinating people. Recent shows, I've had, Jennifer Irwin. She wrote the book, Address the Color of the Sky, and it's not published yet, but she's already sold the movie rights. So the movie's in process now. The only name I can remember attached to it is Bradley Cooper, but Jennifer Irwin, go ahead and check out her website and follow her. She was so much fun. Who else have I had recently? A lot of publicists and publishers have been sending me their clients or who are involved with the paranormal. We had Louis Monero, I think it was last Tuesday, whose newest book is Demystifying the Out-of-Body Experience. And he talked about how to have an out-of-body experience and what the value of it would be, what good it would do you. And then we had Hans Christian King. His new book is Guided. He's a psychic medium. Next week, we have Janie Beauclair. Not only is she a psychic and a musician, she's a 5C clairvoyant, but she's also a chef. And she's has a TV show. We're starting, I think, later this month. And something she does, she talks to your relatives who have transitioned or passed on, however you prefer to say it, and gets recipes, like their old-time recipes for you. And so that should be a pretty interesting show. And you know what? You know what else we have coming up next? In fact, I'm going to get my calendar and read this to you. I've got so much fun stuff. Tonight we got a fun guest, but she's not here yet, so I'm going to tell you what's coming up. Okay, so the 22nd, next Tuesday, Janie Beauclair, clairvoyant chef. Wednesday of that week, going to be off. It's Thanksgiving Eve, and I think everybody's going to be busy traveling and cooking and stuff. And if you want to hear something from Madam Perry, I've got plenty. I've got, I think, 90 previous shows, and they're all available for free download either here on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes or on Stitcher. So you can download any of the previous shows that you enjoyed or something that you missed for entertainment. On Monday, the 28th, I've got Frank Greenfield, also known as DeVille. He's a musician, one of those fantastic musicians that puts things together behind the scenes, makes people sound good, writes songs, does things. So all you do is you see the stars, Usher, Timbaland, Beyonce. You see the work that he's done. But you don't always know it's him. And I talked to him today. He's delightful, very, very interesting person. The 29th, we have Heather Ash Amara talking about the warrior goddess in you. Wednesday, November 30th, Randy Blazak, Dr. Randy Blazak. He's an award-winning sociologist. I think he's a researcher of hate studies. He has a new book out called Dream Police. Looking forward to that. So Randy Blazak, and then the next week, Shelley Bloom, who is the fantastic, the water ski gal. Some people may know her. She's extremely popular. But Shelley was a famous trick water skier. And her neck was broken, what's called the hangman break. And certainly cut short her career as a water ski performer, daredevil. But she's written a book, and like I said, that woman is so popular on social media. So I know she'll be a lot of fun. All right, so I'm waiting for Holly Overton to call in. Holly Overton, she's the author of Baby Doll. It's a new book. Oh, my gosh. I read this in one sitting. I mean, I started it one day, read it all afternoon, and finished it that night. She's also a TV writer. If you might know her from the show Shadowhunters, Shadowhunters is on Freeform Television. It's based on Cassandra Clare's best-selling book series, The Mortal Instruments. Prior to this, Holly Overton wrote on The Client List and Cold Case. So very talented woman. She's so young, so talented. And she will be calling in soon. She's on the West Coast. And the number, if you want to call and talk to Holly Overton tonight, the number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. Call Madame Perry Salon. And you know what I'm going to do? I think while I wait for, because, you know, she's working on the TV show Shadowhunters, and she's around all kind of interesting factors and people, so maybe she got out of the office late. So I think I'm going to play a song, and, you know, I think I'm going to play a song by Kelly Dwyer. She was here a couple of weeks ago. She's a performance artist in New York and a musician, actress. You've seen her on a lot of commercials for Wendy's and for Scotch Tape. You just didn't know it. But I'm going to play her song, Mock Bottom, by Kelly Dwyer.
Alcohol and poor life choices. I'm drunk and I'm stoned, and my soft inner voice is telling me to do stupid shit I wouldn't do otherwise. Cause I'm a whore for your attention. Johnny Walker, Jose Cuervo, Jack Daniels, Jim Beam.
Kelly Dwyer. I like that reference to, I think right after the Lindsay Lohan or whatever, it's Charlie Sheen, winning. I love Kelly Dwyer. She's just so much fun. Okay, well, we don't have Holly Overton in the studio yet, so I'm going to play another song by another good friend of mine, Joe Symes, and the drummer Colin White. He's just a doll. But Joe Symes and the Loving Kind are a band out of Liverpool, England, and believe me, these guys are hot. They are on the rise. And I'm going to play this song is Lovers Undercover by Joe Symes and the Loving Kind.
talks and talks and talks, but he's not listening.
Right, everybody's pretty when they're young, and that is from Kim Meeks off of her EP, Forget Me Not. And Kim Meeks, she's from Macon, Georgia, where a lot of fantastic musicians come from. Last time I saw her play, I think it was in, I was going to say Atlanta, but actually I saw her in a place called Boulevard Blues Jazz Club, and they are in Greenville, South Carolina. Lovely little artsy, attractive community. In downtown Greenville. So, yeah, check out Kim Meeks. She's one of my favorites. Now, I tell you what, I think if I know anything about L.A., and I haven't been there in a while, but I've been there a lot, if I know anything about Los Angeles, I would say that the traffic's pretty bad, really bad. I think it's when people, I've heard that when people call Atlanta the L.A. of the South, Atlanta, where I'm from, that what they mean is they're talking about the traffic in Atlanta. So I'm going to hope that Holly Overton is just stuck in some traffic. And in the meantime, I'll play. Oh, I know. My friend Elizabeth Elkins, she plays in a band called Granville Automatic and several others. But Elizabeth Elkins is just a fantastic musician, beautiful lady, and she does a lot of music for TV and for movies. I think Mean Girls and the show Rescue Me, and I can't think of them all now, but I'm going to play one of her songs called Sex and the Drugs, Elizabeth Elkins.
Jack, all the girls want
One thing about Elizabeth Elkins, I'm glad the studio is such that I can just, when I play Elizabeth Elkins music, I can just get up, drop the headphones, and do my thing. Dance like I want to dance. I have to watch out for the corgis so I don't step on them. But, you know, they know what happens when I start dancing. They know they need to move out of the way, and they know I've got big feet. So, well, they call me Sasquatch anyway. I don't think they're big. All right. Checking on Holly Overton, and I know you're waiting for her, so check and see if she's stuck in traffic. And, you know, I was talking tonight. Remember when I had Ray D'Africo on about a month ago, and we were playing a song from his new CD called Solo A Go-Go? A lot of people know Ray D'Africo from his band, the Night Porters, back in the 80s. Night Porters were quite a phenomenal band, and they got quite a bit of were quite famous. And you know what? I think since I was talking to Ray earlier tonight on the phone, I think I'm going to go ahead and play some Ray D'Africo. I'm going to play from Solo A Go-Go, Gun Lovers.
street is shining tonight, lighting up our lives, lighting up our crimes, it's making it bright. Where's better off not? It's waking people up, and it's getting people caught, and it shines like a brand new shining dime, shines like the sun at midnight, leaks through the windows, seeps through the cracks, searching for darkness like it's trying to crawl back. If that moon is gonna shine, it ought to lighten up my life. If my life is worth a dime, that moon on the east side, it won't scare me tonight. There's a devil in my left ear, there's an angel in my right, and it just goes in my face. Keep daring me to die. Got a junkie inside me who wants to get high. Got a dead man inside me that didn't want to die. Gonna shine like a brand new shining dime. Shine like the sun, like a perfect crime. I'm gonna shake that moon right down from the sky. Give myself a new one that's shining even brighter.
Chrome was guitar player for the Dead Boys. And after the Dead Boys, he and Sylvain Sylvain from New York Dolls put together a group called the Batusis. And then I think he also, Cheetah has a band called Rocket from the Tombs. And this is from an album CD that Cheetah put out maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago. But let me tell you, Cheetah Chrome, the man gets better and better and better. I loved him with the Dead Boys, and I love his new stuff, and he's just marvelous. So, yeah, check out his stuff. He is touring right now, too, so you've got a good chance to see him live. Now, I got a new sponsor tonight, and this is something you want to know about. If you have a business, you need to network if you're going to market. And my sponsor tonight is Instaphobie, and they are here to help you with that. Listen up.
Here's a crazy notion. What if online networking and marketing wasn't divided over so many specialized networks or platforms? So why so many options? Specialized or not, the business needs are the same. So wouldn't less specialized and more open be better? Wouldn't one platform with the services and tools for marketing and networking be the easiest and ideal find? And if you found it, wouldn't more businesses, artists, and organizations be more engaging with marketing and network for more business? And wouldn't that mean all sorts of opportunities for more revenue, time, and energy? And wouldn't that extra time and energy further encourage new innovative services or products as a surge of new commerce floods local communities with new enterprises who now must network and market themselves for your business? And isn't that the power of commerce? Anyway, that's the crazy notion.
Check out endsofob.com.
Endsofob.com. Their motto is networking simple is marketable. I like that. All right. I have learned that my guest, Holly Overton, she did get stuck in traffic. We've been communicating now. It's pretty rough out there in Los Angeles. Like I said, apparently it's as bad or worse than Atlanta, downtown Atlanta traffic. And if you have never been to Atlanta, downtown, you just can't imagine. So tomorrow night, Holly Overton will be with us tomorrow night. So that will be Wednesday at the same time. It's going to be a late show because, as I said, she works. She's a TV writer as well as a novelist. And she works on a show called Shadow Hunters on Freeform. Shadow Hunters based on Cassandra Clare's best-selling book series, The Mortal Instruments. But she's going to talk to us about her new novel, Baby Doll. And I'll tell you about Baby Doll. You might want to go ahead and get it before tomorrow so that you can talk to her about it. Baby Doll grips you from page one. It's the story of a teenager kidnapped and held captive for 8 years. She finally escapes, taking her six-year-old daughter, who has only known life in captivity. The last 8 years were brutal and crushing, yet the nightmare has just begun. Overton is also, like I said, she's writer on The Shadow Hunters. Before that, she was writer on The Client List and Cold Case. So tomorrow night, we'll have Holly Overton here in Madame Perry's Salon. And I think I'm going to leave you maybe one or two more songs, because, you know, I'm so lucky to know so many great musicians who allow me to play their music. But I got to tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do right now. I got a feeling I want to hear some, I can't help it. I want to hear, I'm kind of in a steampunk mood now. I want to hear Poplock Holmes, Pound of the Baskervilles.
Was a frightening night when one like no other with lightning strikes and thunder. When a sound so deep that drowned out the pounding, and no doubt we found out just what made the sound. See, a hound pounding out made sounds that drowned every ounce of the thunder and sounds from the clouds. A pound so deep, our insides were shaken and taken aback when the beast kept breaking. Three beastly heads all barking back, their rumbling bass made the walls crack. Bricks tumbled down, and then with the castle surrounding the beast. And down in the rafters, out of the timbers came pounds and shivers. On spines of your face, no clutching their mothers. The base welled up, the walls came down, the beast got up, and hell went down. We grappled on top of the toppled remains of the castle that tumbled under the strain. The sound that he made shook me right to my kidney. I thought I was lost when it suddenly hit me. Pop, lock, and drop that bass. Run the seams into place. Pop, drop, and lock it up. Music for the steampunks. Lock and drop that bass. Run DMC's in the place. Pop, drop, and lock it up. With music for the steampunks.
Now
now that hound took a pounding. Astoundedly, gave back a pounding, confounding me. I dodged, I weaved, I skimmed, I skirmed, but the beast had a head wherever I turned. I couldn't get free, I couldn't get out. I turned to watch on, go on, get out. I'll keep them busy while you get away. The music lived on, my beats must play. So we clashed, we collided, igniting the spark. The bass, the beast, the beat, the art. This wasn't a beast, but the bass that was beating. You can't beat the bass or the bass that the beast brings. So I stood tall and I let the beast eat me. The bass started beating. The second that he bit me, you can't kill the pop lock. I'm like Obi-Wan. So let the beast drop and pop lock. Pop, lock, and drop that bass. Run these scenes into place. Pop, drop, and lock it up. Music for the steampunks. Lock and drop that bass. Run DMC in the place. Pop, drop, and lock it up with music for the steampunks.
Called No Stars. The band is Granville Automatic, but also in that band is the uber-talented Elizabeth Elkins that you heard earlier with Sex and the Drug. So I'm going to tell you that tomorrow night, Holly Overton will be here tomorrow night. We've just moved it up one night, about 23 hours, and it'll be 6 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. No, 9 p.m. Eastern. What am I saying? And 7 p.m. Pacific time. Holly Overton, TV writer, screenwriter, and novelist, will be here on Madame Perry Salon. And I hope you've enjoyed the music. And if you hope I'll play people you like, and if you didn't already know them, hope you found some new people to enjoy. All right, so tomorrow night, Madame Perry Salon, and I'll have it all over Facebook and Twitter and everything else I've got. And also, don't forget, Insophobia, networking simple, simple is marketable. If you're looking here on the description for the page, the show on Blog Talk Radio, I've got a link to them. So where it says tonight's sponsor is Insophobia, just mouse over that and click and you'll be at their website. Okay? And this is Madame Perry. You know, I think I'm going to go out with, what the heck, this is a little unusual. I'm going to go out with one of my own songs. Will you let me do that? Will you let me get away? Will it seem too bossy? Here we go. It's called Everybody's Got to Swing.
Goodbye, Luda.